exactly right. KO4 NUE. Yeah, so I will tell you, though, that there was a lot of lessons that came out of this weekend, a lot. And just a couple of them were, from the communication side. Most of my lessons this weekend was in humility because I went up there and my attitude was, hey, you know, I've had some really good teachers and I've built my first antenna off of what they've taught me and I got this. I got it. And try to imagine my disappointment when it started off with, you know, I got everything laid up, laid out, everything was ready to go, and just something as simple as a hole in my pocket, and I lost all of my sinkers to shoot in my slingshot. I mean, oh man, it started from there, and I went and sat under the shelter, or the roof coming off of the cabin, and I thought, I'm not understanding why this is happening. Not so much losing the sinkers, but I had a very clear plan on what I was going to do, and now I have more questions than I had that I could possibly imagine I had before I got up here. I don't know. I don't know exactly what happened, Larry. And the other station, I apologize. I can't remember your call. I'm not trying to be rude. But I don't know. It's kind of what happened. And that's a good thing. But it just, you know, it just kind of set me back a little bit because I went up there with the right attitude and had the right tools and had everything I needed, and somehow or another, I ended up with my head hanging down and came back to the house with nothing. But that's okay. That's part of this, and I'm learning. So, you know, That's kind of where I'm at right now. KO4 NUE.
NUE, KK4 JBQ. And I think, I know that you doubled with that fellow that joined us. Maybe if he hasn't left yet, he can come back with his call sign and repeat. Neither of us heard. KK4 JBQ.
For JBQ, this is KO4HJO. The name is Marion from Seneca. I thank you for the rack shoe. I was just saying, with antenna height versus wavelength, the issue, as I understand it from Kassler and others, is you get more lobes, but you also get more nulls. And so it's kind of like a zero-sum game. And the maximum efficiency, as you were saying earlier, is at half wavelength because you get your largest lobe, and that's really all you have to worry about. You can work from there and play with different designs and see what works best. But at least that's my understanding. I don't claim that it's near complete. But it seems to be enough to have it to make sense to me with the frequencies and the wavelengths that I'm using. So I'll just leave it at that. Over.
HJO. Well, it's the more minds you put together, the closer you're going to get to having something satisfactory. As I said, you really have a way of putting complex facts together and getting it out in a succinct way. And Chad is he's in a search. We're all in a lifelong long search for understanding this hobby. And that's the magic for me, is the learning part. So Chad comes up with these questions every Tuesday night, and they make all of us think, and they make all of us stretch in trying to explain what we think we understand. And I certainly appreciate your joining us tonight, KK4JBQ.
Don't do it for me. I got an early morning tomorrow, and I greatly appreciate the rag shoe. And I normally participate in the Anderson Radio Club net from 8:30 to 9, and the net control says you guys at Blue Ridge were up here having one too. So I've enjoyed the interaction, and thank you for sharing all your ideas. 73.
HJO. UE. Name is Chad out of Campobello. Appreciate your comments, sir. It's been very helpful. And I've got some things written down for me to put in my logbook so I can think about what you said. And I appreciate that. Really do. KO4 HGO, KO4 NUE. I'm clear. Have a wonderful week, sir, and be safe.
JO, Aaron, good to have you here tonight. KK4JBQ.
Larry, I think I got all the technical I can handle tonight, so I'm on, if you got a minute, sit and talk weed for a few minutes about something other than, you know, antennas. But, yeah, so had a very interesting and fun weekend. And if you got a few minutes, I'd like to tell you about it.
You just go ahead. I'll let my radio cool down.
Let me start with, I got up there on, I forget what day, it was Friday or Saturday. Took the utility trailer up there. I've got a utility trailer that's got AC and DC, all my tools, a solar panel, and that keeps, you know, my batteries on the utility trailer charged. And I've got an inverter on there so I can run, you know, AC voltage too. I'll have to shoot you a little video of it. It's a pretty neat work trailer. But one of the new hams, was on the radio, and we've been talking for, he's my age, and we've been talking for, I don't know, since he got his license, and I was one of his first contacts when he got his license. Long story short, he needed a break for the day, so he came up to the deer camp, and we had the best time. I mean, I went and got some hamburgers. We cooked some hamburgers. We sat around, talked for a couple of hours, and just, you know, got to meet face to face. And that was very fun. I enjoyed that. I mean, it's been a long time since I have had, you know, enjoyable company where we, you know, we didn't all talk about radios. We talked about, you know, our wives and our families and this, that, and the other, and just had a, I had a really good time. I mean, just super nice fella. And so, yeah, we're gonna get together with a couple other guys and go up to the deer camp and share a meal with some other ham guys, and I'm kind of enjoying this, you know, because this is a way for me to get out and meet new people, and I don't know what to say. I mean, it's a very pleasant conversation, and I really had a good time. I mean, I really did.
JBQ. Well, for many, that's the icing on the cake. When you've taken all the exams you can take, and you have the license class, and you gathered together some equipment and some antennas that work, it's only a small portion of what it can mean to be accepted into a family of people like this. I've experienced the same thing. I've met people that have become best friends. On the other side of things, I've lost people to death. And, oh, perhaps some have moved out of the area, and you lose them that way, too. But it's a dynamic thing. It's always changing. I've been a member of No Club, a member of at least three other clubs in the area here. I was on the executive committee of one of those, and that was an experience we'll talk about another time. But in essence, we work with radios, with antennas, be it wire antennas or some other kind, but you'll eventually wind up working with people. Quite often, the events in which you do that, be it field day or some kind of other event, say that as a club, for instance, some clubs do provide communications for races, auto races, bicycle races, you know, that kind of thing. Because they can cover miles in difficult terrain. Usually that's what they look for, difficult terrain. And communications are difficult. They might be in country where there is no cell coverage. And so it's essential. It's a service we can provide. But in every case, you interact with other human beings. And some people are fine with that, and others would just rather not bother. Each to their own. But what you experienced was the icing on the cake. Making friends in this hobby, it is a big plus. KK4JBQ.
I really enjoyed that. I really did. And it's, I think, the first time since I got out of the military that I was able to make a friend with someone that did not wear a uniform. And as far as what am I trying to say? Our commonality was not trying to figure out how to kill somebody. That's a joke, but that's what I'm trying to say. You know, we talked about other things. We didn't talk about the trade. We just enjoyed each other's company, and that was pleasant. I enjoyed that, and I really did. And then Anna came up and spent the night with me Saturday night. I forget what day. I'm not sure what day of the week it is. And then today, Gary came up and helped me look the place over. And we're gonna get a hive of bees in the spring, and we're gonna put a couple of hives up there of bees. And I'm really looking forward to working with him to learn. I mean, he's very enjoyable to be around, and he's just, I mean. it's been a while since I've had enjoyable conversation, and I mean, having these QSOs with you at night has been very beneficial to me. I don't think you understand how much, but that's okay. And when, you know, Gary came up today, and I introduced him to my cousin, who is, he's an amateur radio operator, too. I mean, we had a ball. We had breakfast. We had country ham and eggs, grits, coffee. Sat around, talked for a while, and just talked about, you know, whatever, you know, this or that. It wasn't, you know, ham radio. It was just enjoying each other's company. So he looked the place over, and I think we're going to get another member of the local clubs in the area to come up and take a look at the place and maybe do a field day and get some of all the hams together. And just do a meet and greet and maybe a small event or whatever, you know, because the property's there, it's not being utilized, and you know, it's just an enjoyable couple of days if you take out the frustration of the antenna, but that's okay. I think I'm trying to run before I'm even crawling here, but that's part of this hobby, and that's enjoyable, you know. Point is, it was a frustrating couple of days, but at the same time, it was very enjoyable, and I mean, there's some great people in this hobby, and I just, you know, I'm thankful for that. KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. You know, I don't think I'd embarrass him if Gary is listening. He's one of the finest people I have met in this hobby or in this lifetime. And he doesn't work at it. It's just his nature, you know. He's a real gentleman. And to some great extent, he thinks like I do. And that makes a difference. If you will meet all kinds of people in your life, very few of them will think like you do. And maybe you will find something in common, and there you can work on the friendship. But it's kind of rare, you know. I've had more in my lifetime than I'm probably entitled to. And it's great to have a friend, and it's awful to lose a friend, you know, and I've lost a few to death and other matters. but Gary is golden. I really do think that. So, in planning an event, you can put it together any way you want to. You can shoot for any level of achievement. You know, what would you want to achieve in having the event? Well, on the side of just having people together, there's a lot that can be achieved by having people together. To do something with a purpose, an amateur radio purpose, it might be good to coincide that, if you're looking for a date, to a date when other people are doing something, you know, being part of a contest, either, you know, a regional contest, a state contest, a national contest even. There's a fellow which has an event in the fall, which he calls Fallout. And and it was an effort to involve hams to do something together nationwide. And he's very successful at it. I'm not sure when the date is this fall, but, you know, it'll be coming up in a month or two. That's one idea. You can get on the bands, and if there's not something organized in a wide area, you might have 10 contacts, and, you know, that's okay. If many contacts with many different states and, you know, on many bands maybe, and modes as well, whatever your purpose is, you know, kind of design it around that if it includes operating radios. KK4JBQ.
For NUE and KK4JBQ. Well, I'm not really sure right now. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying the hobby and learning and all of that. I really am. But for me, I would say that would be secondary, because the last hobby I had, which would have been the uniform, you trained to do one thing, and I just so done with that. And the people that I am meeting that revolve around this hobby are interesting, fun people. Now, being in the military, there's interesting and fun people, but they're interesting and fun because somebody told them to be interesting and fun, if you know what I mean. It's a strange psychology, but, you know, this is just all kind of new, you know, and I gotta be honest with you, you know, I kind of just enjoy talking to people that have a different commonality, and it's just pleasant conversation, and it doesn't have to be about radios or whatever. It's just, I don't know, I don't know, you may not understand where I'm coming from, but when you're immersed in a job that revolves around one thing, and you tell people around you in that circle that, okay, well, you need to be interested in this too, because I told you to be interested in it. That's a little different than just having general conversation with somebody and just talking about whatever. So my point to all of this is that even though I did not get my antenna up or built or get anywhere close to it, and I left with more questions than when I went up there with, that's secondary for me, because, you know, it's an opportunity to meet new people and try to be engaged and just, you know, I mean, it was a good weekend, a good couple of days, and I'm just, you know, that just made my day. It really did, and it's, I guess what I'm trying to say is the past, I don't know, 10, 20 years is we're going to go and do this and we're going to have a good time because I told you so. And that's
That's really a false bravado. And, I mean, I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is people I've met thus far is seem to be pretty genuine, and that's very enjoyable. I have to be honest with you. It really is.
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, it's, what can I say? It's a memory. Carry it around, treasure it, make it happen again as quick as you can. That's what life's about. If you enjoy something, make it happen again just as quick as you can. but in the hobby, you can address everything at once. That's another axiom. Everything affects everything, and you can't address everything at once. So you really want to put up a dipole. The gathering may be with an intent to have a good time with one another, and when you're finished making the antenna that works, then you can discuss why it works, why the other one didn't, and learn from that. You can build a gathering around making an antenna. Gary calls it an antenna party. That's a good one. But there are other things that as a ham you can make a gathering about. There is a special interest within the hobby called direction finding, and so it used to be called fox hunting. So we'll use that fox hunting analogy. So you bury or hide a transmitter within maybe a 3-mile circular area, and people gather in one spot and they try to find that thing as quick as they can. The first to find it wins a little prize of some sort, or acknowledgement, or, you know, kudo, whatever. And then there are people that like to get a tank of helium, fill a balloon with it, a big balloon, and float a transmitter in the air, and just let the air carry it wherever it will, and it comes down wherever it will, and you track it the whole way. The transmitter may have devices on it that, you know, that's part of the building part. This hobby is made up of QSOs and building equipment also. So you build a transmitter that has an altimeter in it that gauges temperature at different levels of the atmosphere. I mean, some people are very scientific, you know. That's another thing you can do. Well, there's just so many hundreds of things that you can become involved in. It is never ending. If you get a little bored with something, you switch to something else. KK4JBQ.
So the rest of the equation is so when the first guy came and we grilled some hamburgers. The next day I was with my cousin. He has some medical issues, and I kind of help him when he needs help and this, that, and the other. When I felt like I'd helped him all I could help him in the shop yesterday, I've lost track of my days, but there's another ham that lives in Pickens. He is 92. I'll leave call signs out because I'll just be respectful and do that, but 92, and absolutely amazing to sit down and just talk with this man face to face. And by and visit with him every time I go in the area. And I don't know how to describe it, I guess. I mean, we just, I don't know. It was just very, it was pleasurable. I enjoyed having, you know, conversation that didn't revolve around a uniform. And it's not every day you get to talk with, somebody like that. And I'm not sure what I'm trying to say, other than, you get to meet some amazing people and this, that, and the other. But, it was very interesting. So, with that said, do you remember a couple of days, well, last week or a week or so ago, I told you I had a conversation with a Navy guy, and I asked you to go and listen to a recording of our conversation. We never discussed that. Did you get to listen to that recording?
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, I'm glad we're talking about this, because there's a couple of things that we've talked about, that being one of them, that I've not been able to do. And that's one of the things. I couldn't make that work. I think we agreed on the link that you gave me. We did it by voice rather than sending a file or, something that's definite. as long as you type it in correctly, I would receive it correctly. I think something happened and I didn't get the right link down, and I wasn't able to. Where did I? And I don't have that near me right now. But to get to that conversation, I never did, because I made a mistake. That's the only thing I can think. And then to get those documents, you gave me another thing, which I couldn't make any sense of after I looked at it later. You haven't done that? I understood it entirely when we were talking about it, but then I tried to make that work, and it didn't work. So we'll have to talk about that. We'll have to be in a phone conversation, I think, because it's not something we want to share with everybody. KK4JBQ.
So, I think the recordings are kind of delete themselves as time passes. I'm not sure about that, but at any rate, just interesting conversation with that guy. But at any rate, the gentleman that I'm talking with you about, just a pleasure to sit and listen. And he called me. I told him that I'm thinking about going and taking the next level test coming up here in a couple of days, if I can get enough study time in. He is just rooting me on. I mean, he's called and left me a message on the cell phone. And I don't know, it's just funny. And it's, I guess what I'm trying to say is that it's nice to have conversation with somebody that is supportive because they want to be, instead of because somebody in uniform told them to be. There is a difference there, a big difference. And that's, I don't know, that's kind of meaningful conversation. And, You know, we just talk and told funny stories, and you know, I mean, it's just wonderful to sit down and listen to somebody that has got a whole life's worth of knowledge and a World War II vet to tell you, you know, the just to have, you know, pleasurable conversations is what I'm trying to say. And not necessarily about radios, just whatever, you know. And I don't think I will ever be into, you know, logging contacts. I mean, I got a logbook here that I write things down. But I'm not sure right now that's what this whole radio thing is for me. I think it's just having, you know, meaningful conversation with somebody that doesn't revolve around a uniform. That's different. That's on a different level, you know. And I'm, you know, kind of enjoying that, to be honest with you.
KK4JBQ. What you're describing is something that won't change. That aspect of it, the human aspect, the human relationship aspect, will not change. It'll be made up of different things as you meet different people in the hobby, of course. And that would be the same if it were, you know, something else and not involving amateur radio. But consider this. In 10 years, you will be in a different place. That's to be expected. If you stay in the hobby and you learn and grow in the hobby, you'll have different experiences. There'll be experiences with your radios, experiences with the antennas you build, experiences with clubs that you might join, you know, those kinds of different experiences. I've only been in the hobby for 10 years myself, but the most meaningful thing to me so far has been the people I've met. If I could have met them any other way, that would have been fine, too. But we do things that interest us, of course, but there's just a chance it might interest other people, too. And if there's a gathering of those people on a net or in a club meeting or on a field day event, something like that, when you're put together with other people, that it just increases the odds, the chance that you'll meet somebody that, you know, that is in the same place you are or in a place not very far from where you are, and together you can learn something. That's a great thing. But you'll also meet people who've been in the hobby for, you know, 50 years. Just reach for a big number. 50 years, and they can share all kinds of things. Ray Allison was someone like that to me. And the kind of person that will never be replaced by somebody else. Ray will always have a unique place in my life. You know, he changed things for me. But someone who's still with us, Gary, KK4, oh, shoot. Oh, no. It just slipped out of my mind. KI4DOS. When Gary and I have interacted, it's always been so comfortable. And he's, as I said in describing him earlier, he's such a gentleman. A word that my wife used first And that means something to me also. She sizes people up pretty quick, and she says, that man sounds like a real gentleman. Well, he proved himself to be. Yes, he did. I'll tell you some
told the guy back. What was your time now? I just, well, you done it. I put, let you know I'm back. Wouldn't finish up.
So I'll tell you sometime when we're not on the radio about the things that Gary and I have done together that mean a great deal to me. One of them being the time when a bunch of us hands went over to Ray's house, and we all worked on a chore together that took a team, and that was different than anything else. It was a team project. Everybody had a role to play. It was an all day long, so we changed our roles as time went on, and we had a great meal together, just, you know, sort of like what you were talking about. You'll have that the rest of your life, and you'll be thankful for the people you meet. So welcome back, Andy, and you can jump in anytime. KK4JBQ.
Well, the guy, I don't know. Well, I told you, Larry, a long time ago, but I mentioned earlier on the net about Hamfest down at Darwin Wright Park down there on the 16th that comes Saturday. You going to be able to make it, Chad?
I don't think I am, Andy. I am going to try to go and test for my next level. I am trying really hard, but I'm struggling with a couple of these sections of the test, and this next level is completely different than the first two levels that I've studied for. There's a whole lot more questions, and the test is 50 questions, and I'm really struggling with some of these principles and theories. But I don't think I'm going to. But I'm just gonna let you know that I would be interested in meeting you. I've heard a lot about you and talked with you on the radio, and if that's where you're going with this, like to meet for breakfast or something up in the Pickens area. So I have a cousin there that I kind of watch over and help in the shop. And I'm up there 2 or 3 days a week. And so I need to get with you somehow so we can sit down and eat breakfast or something or whatever. But I don't think I'm going to make it, Andy, because I'm gonna try to get to the testing facility and test out. It's not looking good right now, but I'm going to try.
Get you that extra, you just skip it. You just skip it and go and test. Like I said, I took it once and come within 3 of getting it, but I've got power line issues up here that makes it extremely expensive to work around to ever get to do this and keeping that thing up for any period of time, right, Jeff? So I've pretty much kind of given up on element 4 for now because of that. And I know you said a while back that you tried to out here at DOC. Well, I just got an email from the EOC where they're saying, the emergency management director saying that they're going to accept people from out of the county now. I don't know why they suddenly changed their mind, but that's what I got in the email yesterday coming from the EOC saying that now they're going to accept anybody. So I'll just leave that up to you. KI4LZI.
Here. I'll go back and talk with Mr. Mandel. And I've tried once. I do not want to deal with Spartanburg County or Greenville County. I don't. And I don't know why. I haven't had a bad experience or anything. I don't know. My family is from Pickens, right there on the farm at Whitmire Hill. And I don't know. I think it's just a family thing, I guess. And I went to the EOC and talked with Mr. Mandel, and they just told me you can't be a member here because you don't live in this county. And I just it's kind of deflated me a little bit, I guess. But I'll talk with Mr. Mandel again and see if I can try again. But I'm glad you told me that. But next time I come up there, Andy, I'll come closer to your end or something, and we'll stop and have breakfast or something. If that's where you're going with this, if you don't want to do that, that's fine too. Just me and Larry were talking about, you know, interesting people, and I guess that's kind of how we ended up here. But I'll leave that up to you when it's time.
KI4LZI, when I read that email yesterday evening out there from our emergency management director saying that, it kind of caught me off guard too, to a degree, because for the past, like Mandel told you the first time, the past couple or so years they've been that way, then all of a sudden get an email saying they changed their mind. It kind of stunned me somewhat. But you've got another chance at what I was telling you. Since they've done that, you've got another chance at it. And if everything goes according to plan, I hope to go down there to the Ham Fest this coming Saturday, barring no kind of emergency don't come up. And as I mentioned to you before, our meetings is always the first Tuesday of the month, you know. Anybody can come and visit regardless, you know. Barring it's not something like last year where it was locked off to us all, but unless something like that comes up. Go ahead, Larry. I don't want to leave you out. KI4LZI.
KI4LZI, KO4NUE, KK4JBQ here. Well, Andy, I was all set to be there this Saturday. But then I was told that we're going to have visitors beginning tomorrow, actually, late tomorrow night. They get into town from New York and are going to visit with us over the weekend. So I just heard about this recently. And so it just changed my plans. I really like the Anderson Ham Fest. It is friendly. There's plenty of food and plenty of good conversations with people that I hadn't met before. This was one major reason that I liked Anderson. I've met a lot of people there. I met you face to face there, Andy, and that's kind of special. Always will be. And we'll just have to make it another time if we get to stay here. So, yeah. Well, KK4JBQ.
Well, let me kind of switch gears here. So, up at the deer camp, I've got some game cameras up there that I track what kind of animals are coming in and coming out, and just keep an eye on them. And I have got three barred owls house up there, and they've been there for the past 5 years. And my goodness, I wish you could hear those things. Boy, they just talk. And they just strategically place themselves along the river there on the 12 mile. And one night, I have been trying to, I keep a video camera up there. And if I see something interesting, I'll take a video of it. And, but the owls, I have been trying to film just with the microphone on the camcorder, on the little handheld digital camcorder I've got at night, just for the sound. Obviously, you can't see them at night, but they're not going to tolerate it. I can get to probably 25 yards from the cabin, and that's it. They quit talking. But there's three of them. There's been three of them there for the past 4 years. And you can tell that they are different in size just from their sound. And the other night, one of them was, they were talking back and forth, two of them, and the biggest one, oh my gosh, he made the office racket. I mean, he was just fussing. He was fussing at those other two. And he just, I mean, it's just like when he or she, I'm not sure, but just a much deeper pitch voice. And you could tell he ruled the roost, to say. And they shut up. They didn't say another word the rest of the night. And he had the floor. And he just went with it for hours. And, I mean, that's, to me, that's an amazing thing to listen to, you know, because it's so far back in the sticks. You know, you see all kinds of stuff. And the other thing I was going to tell you was, so I've got some cameras set up to film the wildlife there, to see what's going on, you know, with the different animals. And I don't hunt anymore. I used to love to hunt, but I got back from the last deployment. I don't have an interest in it anymore. I just like filming them. And found a image of a stranger on the property, and it's right before deer season, so I'm thinking he's trying to slip in there. And I was not happy at all. And image, I'll send you an image of it, Larry, if you're interested in seeing it. But he's realized the camera was there, and he's looking straight at the camera. And I'm lucky he didn't take my camera, but I'm going to have to address that. I don't know how to deal with that just yet. But I could sit there and just watch the deer. And, I mean, I got a whole list of animals there that I watch, and it's fascinating. KO4NUE.
KO4LZI, I'm going to give you some. I assume you have trouble with people illegally hunting out there where you are, too. From now to about, I guess, let's see, the next couple of weeks is deer hunting season. Then the last week of October and first week of November is bear hunting season. I don't know how it is out there if we go deer camping. I know how it is back off up here and around Table Rock and around Sassafras. These marine frequencies go wild up here with people around here with their dogs hunting from deers to bear. And those red dot, blue dot frequencies, 150, 160, 250, around here hunting deers and bears. If I was you, because I know I do it all the time and monitor here, I would program some of those frequencies in something and kind of monitor when you're there, because you'll be surprised at what you hear up here sometimes. And some of those jokers even illegally come up here and operate in our hem band sometimes. KI4LZI.